Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson has unveiled his plan to fund Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies, and it has high-level backing. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The House's hard-right flank is not on board, but President Biden is, saying he strongly supports Johnson's plan to push for votes on three packages for Ukraine, Israel, and Indo-Pacific allies, plus a fourth bill with other foreign policy items. Populist conservatives are furious over the idea of funding Ukraine at all, and Johnson risks losing his job. But lawmakers also heard from the Pentagon's top leaders about the need for immediate aid to Kyiv. Sagar Magani, Washington.
European Union leaders met on Wednesday to discuss stepping up sanctions against Iran after Tehran's missile and drone attack on Israel left world powers scrambling to prevent a wider conflict in the Middle East. The two-day summit in Brussels is the first meeting of the EU's 27 national leaders since Saturday's attack, more than 6 months into the war between Israel and the Iran-backed Palestinian militant group Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israel has signaled it will retaliate, but has not said how. The Israeli military said on Wednesday food trucks entered the blockaded Gaza Strip from Ashdod port for the first time since the government approved the opening of the port to aid shipments.
Food that was inspected here in the Ashdod port and will make its way into the Gaza Strip. This is not only an additional route for humanitarian aid to make its way to where it's needed, it is also an additional inspection point, increasing our capacity even more.
That's spokesman Shimon Friedman. This is VOA News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday the Ukrainian military had attacked a large Russian airfield and occupied Crimea, and thanked his top military commander for staging the strike. The president expressed thanks to servicemen staging, quote, special operations, especially important operations, extremely significant ones that destroy the equipment of the Russian army, their combat infrastructure. The airfield lies in the northern part of the Crimean Peninsula, seized and annexed by Russia in 2014. Unofficial sources in both Ukraine and Russia had earlier reported a series of explosions at the base. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration has launched a new effort to tackle America's drug overdose epidemic. VOA's Veronica Balderas-Iglesias reports.
About 100,000 people die from drug overdoses each year in the United States, most from opioid use. To combat the epidemic, the White House has announced a nationwide call to action named Challenge to Save Lives from Overdose. The initiative calls on public and private sectors, ranging from education to transportation, to increase training on and access to a medication that can reverse an opioid overdose. It's called Naloxone, also known by the brand name Narcan. Veronica Valderas-Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
South African detectives are investigating the deaths of five people in Cape Town, police said on Wednesday, after a shooting incident. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
In a statement, the South African police service said they were summoned to a street at 6 in the morning, where they discovered the bodies of four males and one female with gunshot wounds. The deaths could be linked, police said, to another incident in the early hours of the day, in which a person was shot and killed in the same vicinity. Police have yet to identify the victims or the motive for the shooting. South Africa has around 20,000 murders recorded each year out of a population of 60 million, one of the highest rates in the world.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Britain's upper house of parliament rejected for a fourth time a piece of legislation needed to enable Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's plan to send asylum seekers to Rwanda in a vote that will delay but not block one of Sunak's flagship policies. The legislation is seen by the government as crucial to overcoming existing legal barriers to the scheme, under which the government wants to start sending asylum seekers arriving illegally in Britain to Rwanda to have their claims processed. I'm Joe Ramsey.